University of Colorado. Well, wait a second till everybody gets a minute anyway, till everybody gets an answer and doesn't have to answer the same question three or four times.
Okay, whenever you guys are ready. Yeah, it was 6-8-3-19. Yep. Shoot, I don't remember that one. Sorry, I remember 81 inch reach. That's what I've been working on.
Seems like at least the punch my top tackles are kind of bunched together right now. What do you think is going to separate you guys this week, and where do you think it's falling?
You know, heck, that's hard for me to say. I guess that's up to the teams that pick us. You know, each one of us does things a little differently, I guess, and it's going to come down to the team that wants us to, wants us more.
How's this process do for you, having that much time?
Well, you know, the pressure that's there is on myself to be the best that I can be. I don't feel a whole lot of pressure from anyone else because I feel if I perform the best that I, you know, at my highest level, everything will take care of itself.
Do you feel you're the top talent?
You know, I think that that's... There's a group of us, and I think that that'll sort itself out in time.
Gabe said he was the best.
Yeah. We're good.
How do you differentiate yourself between those other guys? What are you doing with your things better?
Well, I think that I'm more of an athletic player than they are. Can move a little bit better in space.
Hey, talk about your Senior Bowl experience a little bit. You're on the same team as Gabe and Anthony and those guys. You're playing left side, right side, guard, tackle, a little bit of everything. What was that like that week?
Well, that week was awesome, just for a lot of reasons, but all the competition that we got to see. And we got to work with NFL coaches, which was kind of a view into what's to come. I really enjoyed that, and I thought that we worked together as a group to learn the plays and to perform the best that we could. And the competition that was there was good, healthy competition, definitely.
Was there anything about Coach Lewis's practice schedule, the way he went about his business, that was any different than what you were doing back in Boulder?
Yeah, it was absolutely different. It was a much quicker pace. It was only an hour and a half practice, but you know, we went through a lot and a lot of team stuff, which was made it a lot of fun, I thought. Well, you know, I've been playing tackle for 3 years now, which isn't a whole lot of time. So there's things I need to refine on my technique constantly. I take some of that with a grain of salt, but people that know what they're talking about and that I listen to, I need to refine some of that stuff, yeah. You know, it's in both.
Yeah, the best is clearly heading into that. So just talk about that transition from how you got home to where you think you are in
development. Well, some things came naturally. It takes a lot of athleticism to be a left tackle, same as a tight end, but some things aren't so natural. Knee bend and using your hands, those sort of things.
Hey, how does being a smart guy help you out in the football field?
It's going to help you out if you can be out there thinking about a couple different things at once, be able to react and adapt and change and make plays. That's how it helps you, I guess.
How do you use your athleticism?
Well, I guess you're never going to be as athletic as the guy across from you. Those guys are really athletic. But, to be able to move your feet quickly and recover, If you get off balance or something like that.
What do you think was your hardest guy to go up against?
Ryan Kerrigan at the Senior Bowl, I thought he was great. And in college, I thought Jeremy Beal played a heck of a game.
Both of those guys are quite a bit shorter than you. Is that something you need to work on more, getting so those shorter guys don't get leverage on anything?
I think I need to work on staying low in good position for every player. I don't think that depends on the height of the player. Sorry, who? Yeah, both of those guys. Not a whole lot. Yeah. Maybe if they slant it out on a game or something like that, but not a whole lot. Like I said, it's hard to gauge because they're, D tackles and I'm, outside.
What did you learn from the Cal game today? I was talking to Scott and said you looked like you were chasing a turkey out there because they put Michael Kendricks out there against What did you learn? What did you take away from that?
Well, that was a breakdown in technique by me, and you learn you can't take anyone for granted, and that guy played a heck of a game, and you got to give it to him, and no matter who you're going against, you can't break down your technique. That was just a fundamental, error on my part. Yeah, well, if you have talent here and talent here and they're not together, it kind of makes a difference. I don't know if we always played together as a team the way we should have. That guy's a heck of a competitor. Tall, athletic. He's probably going to impress everyone here and everything. And, it's exciting to play with him, definitely.
Hey, how does all the talks about
good seeing you. Okay, all right, thank you.
Coming into the league,
just timing that. Yeah. With the best of faith, I think that it'll work out, but I don't know anything. so for me, it's kind of the unknown, going into the unknown in a lot of ways.
What about the rookie wave?
I think there's a lot of good people working on that, and I think that it'll be the best. I don't even know. It'll work out the way it's supposed to. Yeah, there's a lot to learn, and I'm trying to learn as much as I can. No, I've not met with the Ravens. I'm just such a competitive guy in everything that I do, and when I go out there, there's not one guy that I don't just want to do everything better than him at every single level, and that plays out in a lot of ways. If it's I gotta smash him into the ground and just shut up his mouth or whatever, that's what the way I do it.
You talk about your lines, share some recollections from that meeting.
I don't remember a whole lot of detail, but we had a nice talk, and I did appreciate meeting with those guys. I met with Mayhew and a few others. So, what do I do with? I hope I end up outside. If I would hope that I would end up outside studying, animals or plants, or maybe be a game warden or something like that. I don't know. I was a decent basketball player. I think that I had much more potential at football, and that kind of played out in the way that I was offered. And no, it wasn't hard to give up because I had an outlet in football, and I love it now. So. Yeah. Well, if I can be a solid 320 like I am now, I'd be happy with that. But. If anyone wants me bigger, I'll work up to that too. Whatever comes.
Hey Nate, how much film? I hear you were quite the tape guy in college. How much film did you watch in college?
Probably 4 or 5 hours a week, which was a hard balance between all the schoolwork I was doing too. And now I'm looking forward to the opportunity to just solely focus on football.
So you look at even more.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now I hear Buena Vista is a small town. Where is it? What do you do there?
It is a small town. It's in the mountains, right on the Continental Divide, west of Colorado Springs, Colorado. What do you do there? You fish, you hunt. It's a gorgeous area with 10 or 15 14ers right within a 100-mile radius. It's an amazing place.
Dad's big elk hunter.
I have shot an elk. It was a cow elk though, so no antlers or anything. That was the biggest animal I've ever shot.
he balanced the
with hunting? That's a funny question. I think it's all there to protect the animals, you know, sustainability and those sort of things, but I don't know. It's neat to be out there as a game warden, you know, in nature.
Are there disadvantages to being taller on the attack?
You know, I think that the worry with being a taller guy is that you can't bend. And the things that I've done to counteract that is show that I can bend and work on staying bent. Now the advantages are you got a lot bigger wingspan. It's a lot harder to run around you. So.
Why don't we take two more questions from this?
How close were you to coming out last year, and how much do you think you've improved, you know, another year in college? Like, what area?
I never even thought about coming out last year, and. I was just too loyal. I felt like I signed up for 5 years, and that's why I did it.
How do you think you'll improve?
Oh, it exponentially. I don't think it's. I feel like I'm a whole different animal for the 2 years. So.
Man, I know you didn't play against all this year. Yeah.
No, I was very impressed with Alden Smith. I thought, you know, he's big, tall, athletic, strong. He's got extremely long arms. We had a real tough time with him.
Hey, Frank, you want to sit over here?